It's time to combine a guilty little pleasure with a new healthy habit. Kick up your feet and listen in. This is Wisdom and Chocolate. This is Beth Stanko, and you are listening to Wisdom and Chocolate. Today, we're talking about raising expectations for success. And what exactly does that look like in our lives? I want to take a moment to remind you that I am all over social media. And if you want inspirational content in your feed every single day, follow me on social media and make sure that the information you're getting is supporting you. Now, the wisdom moment today is all about shattering old patterns. We all have patterns, every single one of us. And those patterns sometimes have lasted years and years and years. They have to do with the way that we react to the world around us and the people around us. There are ways that we do things that we just don't change. Those are patterns. And it's important at times to assess those patterns and see if they're healthy for us. Are they helping us lead fulfilling lives, or are they holding us back, filling us with fear, making us react in ways that push people away from us or push ourselves away from situations where we can succeed or move forward in life? Patterns can be a good thing, but they can also be challenging. And in those situations, shattering those patterns can be really liberating. They can really help you to feel good about you. Raising expectations in your life can lead you to want to experience change, to want to shatter the old patterns. Because if you expect gorgeous things to happen in your life, but the patterns that are set up kind of lead you to more mediocre situation, oh my goodness, shatter those things. Break them down. Get rid of them. Take care of that. Oh my goodness. Some of the patterns that I have to do with fear over looking like a fool. That's my thing. That's the thing that makes me fear the most, is looking like a fool. Looking like I don't know what I'm talking about. And the funniest thing is that in the moments when I literally don't know what I'm talking about, I don't mind if people know. In fact, I'll own it. I'll ask more questions. I'll even say, I don't know anything about this. Can you help me out with this? I'll totally own it. It's in the moments when people assume that I don't know anything that really messes with me. I have had people literally tell me that I do not know what I'm talking about in the very thing that I am an expert at. Like, it comes down to those individual people and how they want to control a situation has nothing to do with whether or not I actually am a fool. It has everything to do with them wanting me to look like a fool. And when I sense that happening, I start feeling uncomfortable. I get really stressed out about that. How could they think that? That's not even true. And when people jump to those conclusions, what do? They sort of shut off so that you have no opportunity to prove them wrong. Have you noticed that? And this all comes down to their own self-esteem. They have a need to sort of pump themselves up. They have a need to seem superior. So they will declare that you know nothing about what you're saying, even when they know deep inside that you know everything about what you're saying. So here I am in situations where I don't know what I'm talking about, admitting it and feeling totally cool with that. I have no problem calling someone up and saying, I don't know anything about this. Can you just help me? And here's the thing. I am so inept when it comes to ordering Starbucks. Like, I don't know what I'm doing at all. And there have been moments where I have fallen in that trap where I feel really super stupid because I have ordered everything totally wrong. But then I started owning it. I started recognizing that I had no idea what venti meant. Like, why can't they have sizes that are normal? Why do they have to call them something else? Like, I just decided one day, I'm just going to call it small, medium, large, because I am not embracing this. I wish that it was something I could remember, but I just don't. And I know they're going to know what I'm talking about. So everybody's going to be forgiving. It's all going to be cool. And once I got to that point, it was no longer stress when it came to ordering the size. But then when it came to ordering the coffee itself, I wasn't getting it. Is mocha a pump? Is mocha a powder? Is it like something that's mixed separately and then put in? Like, I didn't understand. So how do I ask for less mocha? How do I ask for a different kind of milk? Like, I just was not getting it. And I would try and try and try. And then one day I just went, okay, screw it. Forget this. And I just went up to the person behind the counter and I said, look, I don't know what I'm doing. So here's what I want. I want a coffee and I want coconut milk and I want a flavor, but I don't know what flavor is really good right now. So can you help me out? And the person was very happy to help me out. Yes, try this. It's super yummy. You're going to really like it like this. I suggest this size. Like, this person was great. And I got the drink and I loved it. It was really, really good. So by breaking the pattern of feeling less than, of looking like a fool and feeling like a fool, of breaking that pattern, I suddenly realized that the people behind the counter actually wanted to help me. And that if I stated, I don't know what I'm doing, please help me, they were even more jolly about helping me. See, people appreciate it when you own what you don't actually know, because it gives them an opportunity to help and step up. It also gives them the opportunity to make sure that whatever it is they're helping you with is taken care of in a way that makes sense. Like, if I stood there and said, I want a coffee with 2 pumps of mocha and whipped cream on the side with a splash of mint, and like had no idea what I was talking about, it would be very confusing and frustrating for them. Maybe not the person taking the order, but the person fulfilling it. It's like, what do you mean she wants 7 pumps of mocha? That's horrible. Why would she want that? Like, it made it easier for their own processes. So they were happy to help. And once I let go of all of that nonsense, the pattern that made me embarrassed, it was a happy experience for me too. And I'm learning. I'm still in the learning process. And yes, I've been ordering Starbucks on and off for many, many years, but I'm still in the learning process. It's just something that, you know, I can go on and on about personal development. I know a lot of stuff about that, but somehow ordering a coffee is super difficult. And that's okay. So now that I have let go of my freak out over ordering a coffee, I do feel liberated. I feel super great. I shattered a pattern. I let go of it and I started owning what I didn't know. And it feels awesome. It feels awesome and empowering. It's empowering to admit when you need help. What? And here's the thing. It actually helps me to raise my expectations for success. Because by allowing somebody else to step up and help me out and feel great about them by doing that, it ended up creating success for everyone involved. And now I expect success anytime I go to order a coffee. I've learned to navigate it. I am not the person who knows every single way of ordering a coffee and is just a whiz at it. I am the person who will you just not get it right. So I ask for help and I get it. Shattered patterns, raised expectations, more success, and a lot less heartache for everyone involved. There is one simple equation that holds the secret to an empowered life. It's called the I Am Equation, a powerful online course at BetsDanko.com dedicated to creating real, transformative change through self-celebration. Celebrate, motivate, and empower. It's that simple. The solution to the equation is personal transformation. The I Am Equation at BetsDanko.com. Plug your life into the equation at BetsDanko.com. So today's chocolate is an interesting thing. And it's interesting because I literally was afraid of it. I bought it because it was different and I didn't know what it was going to taste like, but I was afraid of it at the same time. This was the Lakanto sugar-free chocolate, monk fruit sweetened, 55% cacao with cacao nibs, 3 carbs, vegan, keto-friendly, non-GMO, a lot of great things going on there. But that monk fruit, ooh. What do you mean sweetened with monk fruit? I don't know what monk fruit is. What does it look like? Is it actually sweet? Is this sort of like a saccharin thing? Like, what is it, stevia? Like, what is this? What is monk fruit? I kid you not, this candy bar sat in my refrigerator for months. I just couldn't bring myself to taste it because it said it was sweetened with monk fruit. Isn't that silly? Isn't that so, so silly? So it was time to shatter a pattern. And one day I broke it open and I took a bite. And it wasn't super smooth. It was kind of more on the crunchy side, but the taste was really very good. And the monk fruit thing, trust me, you don't taste it and go, ooh, monk fruit. It just tastes like chocolate that is a little sweet. And it was very, very good. And the little cacao nibs, nice, nice touch. A little bit of crunchiness. Super, super cool. You got to try things. You got to try them. Shatter the patterns that make you afraid to try them because you may like them. You may realize monk fruit ain't that bad. And that's a really beautiful thing. You've got to expect to learn. Don't expect to be turned off by whatever it is you're about to try. Expectations should be on the positive side. If anything comes from this, I'm going to be learning. Like, there's a positive side to that. If your expectation is to be thrown from a horse, well, you're going to learn something from that, right? Turn it around, recognize the learning opportunity. Try it. You may like it. Try it. See if you want the long-term change. So here's the thing. You may try something you think, ugh, that's nastiness. I'm not going to try that. But then you do and you go, wow, that was incredible. Kind of like when I learned how to be a drum circle facilitator. I don't even know how I ended up in that class. I'm sure you've heard the story before. I don't know how I ended up there. I still to this day do not know how I found out about that course, but I was there and I was there for 4 days and I was not a drummer. I had no idea how to drum at all. I didn't even know what a djembe was, okay? I had no idea. And I was coming off of a brain injury from years prior, so I had issues with memory and issues with patterns. I had a hard time with patterns, moving my hands in specific places in order to create a drum beat was terrifying to me because the chances of failure were super high. And I actually didn't realize that in learning the drumming, I would be repairing my brain. So what? Here I am in this class a couple days in and all of a sudden everything's jiving. Like I can play and I can remember rhythms and I could sing along with different things. I could stand up and drum. I could do things with my legs while I'm drumming. Like all of a sudden my brain kicked into high and everything was working. Everything was working. I didn't realize that my vagus nerve, V-A-G-U-S, had actually been damaged when I took that antibiotic years prior. I had no idea. Nobody had ever even said it. So here I was playing drums and sort of tickling that vagus nerve, getting it to work for me. And as soon as I started doing that, my brain started to heal. What? Like, it was absolutely amazing. It was, oh my goodness, an absolute spiritual experience. You got to try it to see if you like it, to see if it will work for you. I tried it and it worked like gangbuster. Like it was amazing. And so now I do drum circles at every retreat that I lead. Now, when I am working with elderly people, I try to include things where we're tapping on our legs or creating rhythm or humming or doing things that will tickle that vagus nerve so that we can stimulate the brain and get a little bit of memory back, even if it only stays for 20 or 30 minutes. Let's get the memories going back into their brains. I include it in almost everything I do. What a surprise, right? I head to this class. I don't even know why I'm there. And it completely changed my life, broke patterns of feeling bad about myself because I was unable to do some of the things I could do prior to taking that antibiotic because I was allergic to, got rid of those patterns and moved into a whole other layer of my life where I'm filled with positivity, knowing that just a simple drumbeat can get my brain fired up and working for me. Wow, right? So this can be applied to anything in your life, including cooking. I mean, you could be cooking something and just messing around with different spices, trying to get the flavoring just right can be amazing. I went to this awesome retreat over a weekend. And while I was there, there was this Indian dish that was being made. It was made with coconut milk and vegetables. And there was this naan bread that was used with it. And it was so good, but there were a couple things in it that were a little too strong for me. And of course, I didn't ask for the people, their recipe while I was there. But when I got home, I started realizing, gosh, that there were so many good qualities of that. I'd like to try to make that on my own. So I looked up the recipe. I didn't know if it was the same, but I decided that I would just try the recipe I found. Well, it was very good. But the more I tweaked different spices, the more yummy it became. I kept tweaking things until it was what I needed it to be. I made it into something that was absolutely amazing. Seriously, you could add chicken to it. You can add fish to it. You could just do the vegetables. You pour it over rice. You could put it with the naan bread. It's like, it's a really great recipe. And it's great because I took some chances. I changed the spices around. I mixed and matched and I played around with things until it worked for me. You got to try things. You got to manipulate different situations like the cooking until you figure out what works for you. Yeah, monk fruit, the name doesn't work for me. I don't normally mention monk fruit, but the taste of it wasn't so bad, right? You got to try it in order to know if you're going to like it. That way you can raise your expectations for success. If you know something is almost perfect and that you have had success in the past just trying new things and tweaking things, you could twerk things too to make them absolutely perfect, but you could tweak things to make them even better. When you know that, you're raising your expectations for success. If I just keep trying, I will have success. Shatter those old patterns. Allow yourself to experience something new so that you can experience success. This is the year to celebrate you. Join me on this unforgettable journey of self-empowerment with an uplifting, soul-quenching program created just for you. This is Celebrate You, where members access monthly content like inspirational offerings, downloadable handouts and journaling pages, affirmations and processes, meditations, journaling prompts, special audio and video content, plus you're automatically subscribed to BethStanko.com so you can be in the loop for new blogs, retreats, courses, and products. My in-person and online courses and retreats have touched so many lives, from professionals to stay-at-home parents to corporate executives who, like most of us, want both inner peace and outward productivity. Sometimes we need a little personal guidance to achieve an empowered lifestyle. It's here. It's time to celebrate you. Change really can make things better. It feels odd to go for change because we're used to things. Like, I've seen people who are in really horrible relationships and they stay in those relationships because it's something that they know. They're afraid to go for something new because they don't know that new thing. So they don't know how to navigate it. Are they going to be okay in it? Is it going to be more challenging than they wish for it to be? They don't know. They're more comfortable in the situation that isn't supporting them. So they stay there. But change can make things better. Change is exciting. Change is a learning experience. Change is an opportunity to live a better life, a more fulfilling life. It's also an opportunity to recognize that life wasn't so bad to begin with. Sometimes we're frustrated about ourselves and the expectations we've put on ourselves. And that frustration leads us to want something different. But we try to change everything on the exterior. I want to move to this new place. I want to get a new car. I want to get a different job. And the problem is that all along, we've been dissatisfied with ourselves. It actually had nothing to do with the location or the people or the job. It had everything to do with how we were cheerleading within our own lives. You got to make the changes sometimes in order to recognize that. You may go, oh, I can't stand this place where I live. I'm going to move away. And you try it. And then like 4 months later, you go, this is horrible. I'm not making it very far. I don't have love in my life. I need to go back to where I was. But what was making me so dissatisfied to begin with? If that's the better life and I was dissatisfied there, what was going on inside of me? And in this kind of conversation with yourself, you need to expect that you're going to have success. Raise those expectations for success while you're looking at yourself and trying to figure out why you're dissatisfied. I just read this really awesome book, and I'm not much of a reader. That's like not really my thing. But Life's Golden Ticket by Brendan Burchard. Very good book. It's sort of a simple story, but it's super easy to follow. And it just hits all those emotional points that make you go, holy crap. Like, is that why I'm acting the way that I am? Like, it's a really, really great read. And it's a fast read. It's really easy to just keep going with it without putting it down. I highly recommend it. But one of the things that was amazing was the way that the book brought you through looking at patterns in your life. What was going on when things started to go south? What was going on? Was it something that happened when you were 5, when you were 12, when you were 23? Like what was it? What was that thing? And if it wasn't just one thing, what were all of those things put together? And now we've acknowledged it, now move forward. And this is something I just respect to no end. When people get that you can't continue living in the past, you must acknowledge the past, but move forward. When they get that, man, life is a whole lot more fulfilling. You can't change the way you reacted in the past. All you can do is change the way you approach the future. So when you acknowledge what happened and you go, aha, I got it. And you do that calmly, you move forward in a powerful way, in a strong way, where you recognize everything that has happened to me has created me. And I'm a gorgeous human being. I am strong. I am motivated. I am empowered. And now I'm going to move forward with that knowledge. Whoa! Like this book was super great at supporting that thought process. Becoming your own cheerleader, recognizing what in life is super important to you, and raising the expectations for success in your own life. I'm not talking about business necessarily. Success at living. Success at living comes with questioning, learning, accepting, loving, compassion, grace. All of these things help you to lead a successful life. Raising your expectations so you can experience these things, golden, absolutely golden. Try new things. Allow yourself to experience new things so that you can see what is exciting about life, so that you can value the things that you've been through, or you can look at different ways you want to approach the future. Try it. You may like it. Change can make things better, but you won't know that unless you try something new. Maybe monk fruit isn't your thing either. That's totally cool. And maybe drum circles aren't your thing. Maybe your thing is something totally different. Own that. That unique quality inside of you, it's what makes you so interesting and so amazing. Embrace that. Be your own person and allow yourself to shift and change as life progresses. Raise your expectations for success. Check out everything that BetsDanko.com has to offer at BetsDanko.com. If you're on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, you can follow me and BetsDanko.com and keep up to date on all the little bits of wisdom and chocolate that I post Monday through Friday. Subscribe to this podcast and start enjoying your weekly dose of celebrating you with BetsDanko. And while you're at it, if you're enjoying wisdom and chocolate, please take a moment and share with a friend. Go ahead. Tag a friend today with wisdom and chocolate and get them started on a path of self-celebration. Experience the wisdom that helps to motivate and empower you in relationships, business, family, and most importantly, self-celebration. Getting the picture? It's wisdom and it's all about you. Want to hear the chocolate? Tune into Wisdom and Chocolate Weekly.